and 17-year-olds are not legally allowed to drink, smoke, or vote, but they can get married. However, new legislation that was introduced this month may change that. The new Child Marriage Prohibition Amendment Act of 2024 bill, sponsored by 9 council members, would increase the age that a young person can get married to 18 years old, totally banning child marriage in the nation's capital. Currently, older teens can get married in D.C. with written or verbal consent from their parents or guardians. And though uncommon, the district has seen an increase in child marriages over the last few years, and that's according to the D.C. Council. In the year 2020, just 2 children were married. However, 3 years later, that number soared to 15 people under the age of 18. In today's weather, it's currently about 68 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad, yes, salad.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed to not only inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my faithful and able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc. Thank you so for asking. How about you?
I'm doing extremely well. I'm excited about our topic today, which is nutrition and dementia. Nutrition and dementia. We want to start out by setting a foundation for this brain health discussion that we're going to have today. Because I want you to understand that we've found out some things recently in our studies that are really very, very significant. We found that lutein and zeaxanthin may play a significant role in our brain health. Lutein and zeaxanthin. And when we normally talk about them, we talk about them in reference to our eye health. You know, for instance, Brother Frank, some years ago, I went to my ophthalmologist and he told me that I was developing some cataracts. Now, I had suspected it because I was had started to have a little issues with my night driving, you know. And so I asked him, do I need surgery? Now, I wasn't going to take no surgery, but I asked him, do I need surgery? And he said, no, you need to eat more broccoli. He said, you need to eat more broccoli. Now, why broccoli? Because broccoli is high in the something called lutein and zeaxanthines. Lutein and zeaxanthine. So I followed my doctor's orders and significantly increased my broccoli. And several years later, when I on a return visit, he was surprised, if not shocked, that my vision was actually better, and that the cataracts had not progressed, and if anything, they had actually decreased.
Wow.
So this lutein, this zeaxanthine, they were what we call carotenoids. They're carotenoids, and these carotenoids are yellow, orange, and red pigments, and they're found in various fruits and vegetables, and they have over the last few years have gained a lot of attention for their potential to not just help with eye health, but to also help with cognitive or memory health. Now, while the research is still going on, we have this suggestion that these carotenoids, the lutein and zeaxanthine intake may actually reduce the risk of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Now, how do these things work? What we find is that they are both antioxidants, and they help to protect the brain from oxidative stress, from free radicals, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They also decrease inflammation. Now, here we go again with this inflammation, Frank.
Yeah, there we go.
It seems that inflammation is associated with every disease known to man.
Yes, sir. Right?
And we've talked about the fact that inflammation is due to or the excess inflammation, because some inflammation is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get a bee or a bee sting, or bit by a mosquito, you're gonna get some redness, some swelling, a little pain or itching, stinging. You may get some redness. And that's the normal body's response to this chemical that's been injected into you, all right? And we call that the inflammatory process. The white blood cells have rushed to the area and they've secreted their lytic substances to help to neutralize the chemicals. And if there's a bacteria or a virus, to actually destroy the bacteria, to eat the bacteria up, eat the viruses up, eat the cancers up, whatever is the invader of the body. Well, but if you have this chronic inflammation, then it end up having a negative effect. And so what we found is that certain foods have a anti-inflammatory properties, and mm-hmm. lutein and zeaxanthine do. Another common trait that both of them have is they support neurotransmitters. Now, I first became keenly interested in neurotransmitters when I went into practice and I saw this lady. She had severe depression. And I had studied that depression, especially what we call bipolar depression, where you get anxiety, depression, anxiety, and she had that, and they treat it with a neurotransmitter called dopamine, but it's sort of a synthetic dopamine. It's one mm-hmm. that we make in the lab. You know what I mean, Brother Frank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what I did, I gave this lady vitamin B complex, high potency B complex,
mm-hmm.
and L-tryptophan. Mm-hmm. L-tryptophan is a amino acid. This is one of what we call one of the essential amino acids that the body doesn't make, so we have to take it in our food. And she took a dose of each of them before she left the office. And as she drove home, and it took her about an hour to get home, she called my office and she was furious with me, Frank. Are you trying to trick me, Dr. Watkins? I said, no, ma'am, what's the problem? I took that stuff before I left your office. And as I drove home, I started feeling better. By the time I got home, my depression was gone. Yeah. Why was it gone? Because I had given her something that supported the neurotransmitters. The L-tryptophan went to form L-serotonin, which went to form L-dopamine. And this L-dopamine helped to curb the chemicals, to bring those chemicals back into balance. And so she felt better. So this lutein, this zeaxanthin, it helps with that, all right? Mm-hmm. And so we say that we can find it in kale, in spinach, in collard greens. So these are excellent sources of the lutein and zeaxanthin. It's also found in egg yolks, but we talked about that last week. That ain't good, all right?
No.
Plus, the research shows that the lutein that comes from these egg yolks are not nearly as effective as what comes from those collard greens and kale. Matter of fact, the collard greens and kale have been shown to be 50 times more effective.
Wow.
All right? So you got to eat 50 servings of scrambled eggs or to get the effect of a half a cup of greens, man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, isn't it? Corn is also a source of these carotenoids, but once again, it's not as effective as is the greens,
mm-hmm.
broccoli, the squash, the carrots. These all are much more effective in helping. So, in addition to their neuroprotective, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, they also have an impact on macular health. Macular health. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a portion of the eye we call the retina, you know, and we, you know, people with diabetes know about retinopathy, mm-hmm. all right, because their injury to the back of the eye, the retina, and in the middle of the retina, there's an area called the macula. The macula. Now, the macula, it's been discovered, it helps to really zero in, give you good vision, all right? And it's made up to a great degree of these zeaxanthins and lutein, okay? They are a significant part of it. And they're responsible for this central vision, all right? And it's been shown that, you know, it has a direct extension to the brain.
Yeah.
All right. It's a makes part sense. Of the brain. Mm-hmm. And so it contributes to our brain health. Now, this is very, 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 very important. And we're going to talk more about it in a minute. But there's some other things that also contribute to brain health. Those omega-3 fatty acids, the omega-6 fatty acids, you know, and you know, but we have to be careful with those omega-6s, all right? Yeah. We need them. They're important for brain health and for many other things. But if you have too much, it's going to cause problems. It's going to cause problems. I read an article one time, Frank. It was saying that vegans were dying of heart disease at a rate equal or higher to that of meat eaters. And really, it blew me away because here I'm a vegan and I'm trying to do right, and they're going to tell me I'm going to die of heart disease at a faster rate than them chicken eaters. But then they did further studies and they found what was happening. These vegans was eating too much omega-6s. They were eating all this corn oil and sunflower and sapphire oil and soybean oil, all right? Which in moderation are good for you. But in excess, it can cause problems. We've talked about that excess before. It's not good. You can also get these things from these omega-6s from your nuts, your seeds, your grains, your beans, all of which are good, but they have more of a balance. They have more of a balance than the oils. The oils are too concentrated.
Yes, sir.
Now, I mentioned your B vitamins, but especially B12 is very important because it's been shown to have a link with cognitive decline. So if you have B12 deficiencies, you have a link with cognitive decline. Now, I'm not sure exactly why, but one of the things that we found out is that B12 deficiency causes stiffness of the blood vessels.
Mm.
All right. And stiffness of the blood vessels causes a decrease in blood flow. And you need blood to flow to feed those very sensitive brain cells.
Yeah.
All right. And so we need to make sure that we're getting adequate B12. Now, you know, if you go online, they'll tell you that you want to get it from your meat, your poultry, your fish, your fortified dairy. Of course, we don't recommend that. You know, there's some mushrooms that contain B12, you know, especially those that are dark with a firm texture. But you may have to get it from supplements, you know, of plant-based supplements. So that's what you want to do. Now, in addition to your B12, you need all your B vitamin, but the B12 especially is important. You also need vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D. Now, where does that vitamin D come from? Well, they say the main source of vitamin D is from the sun. From the sun. But what I've seen is that if my patients are not taking vitamin D supplements, they're going to be deficient in vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And so I asked the question. You know, I went to AI and I asked, you know, is the amount of vitamin D that we're getting from the sun decreasing? And so AI told me that it wasn't decreasing, But that our bodies were not able to produce as much vitamin C from the sun. And one of the reasons was we're using all this sunscreen. All right. We're using all this sunscreen. We're closing down all our nudist camps. Putting on all these clothes, which is limiting our exposure to the UV rays, UVB rays. All right, you know. Also, it said that people who live closer to the equator receive more intense UVB radiation than those who live further north or south. All right. And so that's a factor. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the seasons of the year, you know, the sun rays varies throughout the year, affecting the amount of rays and as it reaches the Earth's surface. Then we have a lot of cloud cover, and that cloud cover can reduce the amount of the UVB rays that reach the ground. And then, of course, when we have darker pigmentation, we absorb more of the UV radiation, and it makes it more difficult to produce the vitamin D. So that's a factor. We also need vitamin C. So we need the B, the C, and the D's, and the C is a very powerful antioxidant. You know, when we talk about antioxidants, one of the things that comes to my mind with this oxidative stress is the apple, all right? The apple. And if you cut an apple and just leave it to the exposure of the air, what happens, Brother Frank, with the color?
It turns brown.
All right? And that process is called oxidation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because that when you cut it, it releases certain enzymes, all right, that act on other constituents of the apple, and it causes the breakdown of certain things, and you get this oxidation. Well, if we add vitamin C in the form of lemon juice, for instance, it will prevent the oxidative stress. The apple doesn't get brown.
That's right.
If you cover it up with Saran wrap so that the oxygen doesn't get there to act with those enzymes, that'll protect it. But one of the things that we need to note is that we talk about the citrus fruits, the oranges, the lemons, the limes, but actually kiwi has more vitamin C than oranges do. It's about 1.7, almost two times as much vitamin C in kiwi as in oranges. But you could also get the vitamin C from your berries, your various berries, your blueberries, strawberries, etc. And also from tomatoes. You know, you can get it from tomatoes. You know, so that's important. Lastly, there's some minerals that are very important in brain function. One of them is magnesium, and a lot of people are taking magnesium capsules. I tell my patients, eat those dark green leafy vegetables, eat your seeds, eat your nuts, you know, and you'll get magnesium actually in a better form, a form that the body can utilize much more effectively. Also, you want to get some zinc, and you want to get that from your grains and your beans, your nuts, etc. Even unsweetened dark chocolate is a good source of zinc. And so these things are very good. We talked about, when we talked about dementia before, we talked about turmeric, a tremendous anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and specifically they're looking at curcumin, but I think the turmeric is really the key thing. And lastly, I'll mention resveratrol. Resveratrol, they talked about it being in red wine and in grapes. Well, actually, resveratrol is mainly in the seed and the skin of the red seeded grapes. All right. The seed and the skin of the red seeded grapes. And the wine is made up mainly of the pulp. So you want to drink your wine, fine, but you're not drinking it for resveratrol. You're drinking it because you like to drink wine. All right. And you can also get it from peanuts and soybeans, some buckwheat, et cetera. And so that's a little foundation. Now I want to get into the fact that there's been extensive research looking at the positive impact of our dietary plant compounds on our overall health. And we've talked about that numerous times. But what they're finding is that not only is it good for our overall health, it's also good for our neural health. All right? Because these foods, these plant foods, plant foods, Brother Frank, they influence this neural inflammation. They have a cytoprotective. They protect the cells of the brain, all right? Mm-hmm. And they decrease the inflammation. They also decrease the oxidative stress, all right? And both of these are major factors in the aging of the brain, all right? Both of them are major factors. And so by taking in these plant sources and the ones that we just enumerated are the ones that are best. Those green leafy vegetables, them collard greens, and them that kale, that spinach, are 50 times more effective than the egg yolk.
Wow. Yeah.
So you need to be aware of that. There was a Georgia centenarian study where they looked at the brains of these centenarians, and they examined their brains for evidence of Alzheimer's, dementia, and what they found was the ones that had the highest levels of these luteins and zeaxanthines, because you can also check it from the blood, you know, could play a role. I mean, it didn't play a major role in delaying or preventing the development of brain deterioration. Now what they discovered was that, well, these people are already dead. And so what about the living? Unfortunately, we can't help them. They're gone. But the living, we can look in the eyes of the living. Mm-hmm. And we can take that ophthalmoscope and we can see the retina. We can see the macula. And we can actually, there are ways that we can actually measure the thickness of the macula. All right. Mm-hmm. And we found that macula is jam packed with lutein and zeaxanthines. All right. But one of the beautiful things is that if you've been gorging yourself with those processed foods, that meat, that fish, that dairy, and the thickness of your macula has decreased, which means that if you keep doing what you're doing, you're gonna have some problems as you get older with brain function.
And sight.
and sight. that if you change, mercy, if you repent, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord, I have sinned. Forgive me. Give me them greens.
That's right.
Give me that stuff that's going to help. You can actually improve the thickness. You can increase the amount of lutein and zeaxanthines in that macula.
Hey, now, Doc.
Yes.
We got to take a station break.
All right. I'm getting excited, man. So go ahead.
I'm telling you.
let's take that break and support the station.
Africa World Now Project, Bloom Bars, and Friends of the Congo present the film Katasumbika, featuring Q&A with the Congolese filmmaker Petnan Daliko Katandolo on October 3rd, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Bloom Bars, 3222 11th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. Katasumbika features testimonies of Congolese detailing the damage to them of resource extraction by multinational corporations. Information at bloombars.com or africaworldnowproject@gmail.com. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Thank you, Kalia.
All right. Appreciate that. Now, so as we were saying that if you are willing to change and start eating those foods, they've done studies and show that you can actually increase the thickness of that macula, that you can you can replenish the luteins, the zeaxanthines in the macula. All right. You also can increase your omega-3 fatty acids. You can increase the other anti-inflammatories and improve your brain health. But now. But the beauty is that not only are we protecting folk from getting Alzheimer's disease. I had to do some sports physicals today, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the young men that I saw, he indicated that he was taking some medication because of his slow mentation.
ADHD.
ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little ADHD. I said, look, man. I said, I'm going to be talking about this today. If you start eating more greens, start getting more plant-based, and get rid of those things that is destructive, all right? And that's what we got to understand, is not only do these things not help the meat, the dairy, the processed foods, they also make the problem worse.
Yep, sir.
Whereas, if you eat the greens, the beans, the grains, the seeds, the nuts, it will actually reverse the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't gotten the problem, it'll prevent you. But it also has been shown to increase the aptitude, the neural elasticity, integrity, they call it, neural integrity, so that things like math and writing and those more difficult subjects are easier in people who eat a more plant-based diet. I mean, that's powerful.
Yeah, that's powerful. I got an interesting statistics.
All right.
Between 2000 and 2021, deaths from stroke, heart disease, and HIV decreased, whereas reported deaths from Alzheimer's disease increased by 140%.
It's getting worse, man. It's getting worse.
40%.
You know, I was talking to a doc because I said, now we need to do a study. I called my ophthalmologist this morning. I said, we need to do a study. And we need to look at that macula. And we need to start getting people to start eating them greens. And we need to start measuring the thickness of that macula and determining if in fact, and then correlate that with their cognitive abilities, their scores, all right? And he got excited. He said, man, we could do this. We can do this. And he said something that was very powerful. He said, this thing, like you said, is increasing. And he said, I'd rather have stage 4 cancer than dementia. Mercy.
I'm telling you.
I said, that is powerful. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We're talking about dementia. We're talking about things that we can do to prevent and perhaps even reverse dementia. They did a study where they took these seniors. The average age was 73, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And they had them eat half cup of spinach, cup of kale. And I was trying to find out how long, but what they were able to find out was that they actually were able to, in these older folk now,
mm-hmm.
they were able to get significant increase in their cognitive function, all right, compared to the control group that was eating the standard American diet, all right?
Wow.
So even at that late stage,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I get people talking about, well, I'm old and nothing I can do. Studies show that there's something you can do. We've talked for years about what you could do on a physical level. Now we're talking about what you can do on a mental, cognitive level. All right? And so we want you to take advantage of this information and start utilizing it right away. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you say eat greens, though. I mean, what type of green? How do canned greens and stuff like that is no good for you, right?
So what you want to do, you want to get the fresh greens. And actually, the interesting thing is they're better cooked than raw. All right? They're better cooked than raw.
I like it raw.
You get more. You can eat them both ways. Both ways is significantly better than other stuff. But cooked greens is even better. Mm-hmm. All right? Yeah. Collard greens,
get them from a regular
kales, spinach, those are the ones that they mentioned in the studies, but probably any of the greens work.
Is that something you buy at the regular grocery store, Safeway, Giant, and all that?
Well, I don't want to disparage, but I buy all of my things that I try to buy is organic. And so I tend to shop at places where I can get mainly organic stuff.
Okay.
That's yeah. That's me personally.
It's better. Now,
some of these places will also have organic, but I just go to places that mainly do organic.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
You save money, caller, by cutting out the meat and the junk food. That's expensive. Just spend money for organic food. It's your health. It's your health.
Right.
You know,
physical and mental.
Yeah, exactly.
So and spiritual too, because it gives you a clearer mind, brother.
I'm telling you.
you have better discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking about something that's critically important, and that is our mental and emotional health. When we talk about this, normally people are so depressed, Brother Frank, when they talk about dementia and Alzheimer's. And here we're telling people that studies have been done where they have a control group and a treatment group. And the treatment group with the plant-based diet, that stuff you grow in your backyard, is much more effective in prevention and in reversal.
That's right.
Right? And plus, if you start giving it to your children at earlier ages,
come on, Doc.
I
said, come on, Doc.
you're gonna increase their likelihood of being doctors, lawyers, engineers.
That's right.
Of owning their own businesses, of transforming the world, because they have the mental aptitude, you know. And so we gotta put that fork down. And Brother Frank, we gotta start praying, man. We gotta start asking for give us some sense. So we can start doing what we need to do to take care of us and our communities. And I was so excited when I started looking at this material, because it gave a sense of hope to people who are hopeless, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gave a sense of hope, and I know I'm going to send these articles to all of my children to make sure that their children
that's right
are adhering even closer to these principles, because it just doesn't make any sense to have this knowledge and not use it. Once again, the number is 202-588-0893. So this inflammation is reduced. Oxidative stress, we don't want our brains going rancid, you know? And that's what happens with this oxidative stress. Our brains are just dying because we aren't giving them the nutrients that it needs. And not only are we helping our mental, we're also helping our physical health. So we're decreasing the likelihood of getting cancer. We're decreasing the likelihood of getting heart disease. We're decreasing the likelihood of getting diabetes. I have a pastor on my program, and he called me today, and he was so excited. He's only been on it about 3 days, but already he's at a lower level of his diabetic medicine than he's been in years.
Yes.
In 3 days, man.
Yes.
You know? but we have him plant-based. All right. Actually, we have him on our fasting program, which is plant-based, and it just makes a difference. So give us a call, 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go on back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line. Cut off your radio in the background and question or comment.
I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Doc. I love this conversation today. I'm actually in the kitchen cooking my shredded kale and collards. I eat
all right now.
Every week. I've already cut back on processed foods a long time ago. No box,
all right.
And cheese. All that's been gone off my list. But I do applaud you guys. I know, I think back in the day, we always overcooked our food. So I tend to make sure it's not blanched, but it's not saturated. So I cook in my avocado oils, my olive oils. I use my seasons, like my onion powders. It's not high in sodium. So I just have to watch all that. So keep on teaching us.
I would look at trying to decrease the amount of oils that you're using, even in cooking.
Okay.
It's amazing. I thought we needed those oils, but I'm maybe my taste buds have changed, but I don't miss it. I mean, I use almost no oil. All right, almost no oil.
Wow.
Even when I cook stuff that would potentially stick. I use water, and I give it attention, and I keep shaking it or stirring it, and I get good results, you know.
Because greens, I mean, I know like cabbage and certain things make their own waters, but
yeah.
I never thought
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, yeah, they do, and I found that beans seem to make their own oil.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. I'm amazed because I used to, with my rice, I put oil, some butter in my rice. But now I put beans in my rice.
Wow.
And I need no oil.
Yeah, gotcha.
I cook the rice and then I put the beans and I heat them up together. And it's amazing. It's amazing.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for the information. I love the show. I'm going to become a member. I got to join.
All right.
Enjoy the program.
We got something coming up pretty soon, so you'll be able to join, support us, so we can keep giving this information. This is life
saving
information.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
life enhancing.
I mean. Start and give grandma some green smoothies, you know? Chuck full of kale and spinach. You know, I use the baby spinach. And everything is organic. I mean, I just get the organic. And what I find, and you said something very important, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
When we stop spending our money on that stinking meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, going into those stores near the meat section, because I don't go into them hardly at all, but when I pass the meat section, if I go into them, it stinks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why would I buy that stuff, take it home, and eat it? I'm sorry.
And it's spoiled. It's spoiled. And they add all kinds of stuff to it to color it and to retard the spoiling, but it's spoiled.
Yeah. So we need to make a commitment to ourselves and a commitment to our families that we're going to start doing the things that are beneficial. Now, once again, if you don't believe what I'm saying, check me out. Because even this is in Google. You can Google this one. Like we couldn't Google the eggs last week because they didn't change the data, but they haven't got to this yet, and it's still there. it's still there, that these plant-based foods are antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective. They can prevent you from having Alzheimer's. And if you got it, if you got what they call minimal cognitive impairment, that's early stage, it's a good chance that you can reverse it.
Yes, sir.
All right, it's a good chance that you can reverse it. So I'm excited, Brother Frank, as you can see.
Yeah.
And we need to have some folk, when we do our pledge drive, we need to have some clear-minded folk giving double pledges because we didn't help them and we didn't help their mamas and their daddies and their siblings and even their children.
Yes.
Any closing remarks, Brother Frank? I know, yes, I've been running, sir, my mouth, man.
Yes, sir. Just understand, as Doc said, they're changing the data that you are researching on Google and other places. The corporate media is changing things. So be careful. Thank you, Doc.
And thank all right,
PFW, so much for allowing us to get this information. And thank you, supporters and callers and contributors, for doing what you do, help keeping this information alive. If you want to talk to Doc or make an appointment with Dr. Theodore Watkins, my doctor, call 202-388-0992. That's 202-388-0992. Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Or you can just go up on www.twiliving.com. Not TWI dead, twiliving.com. That stands for the Watkins Institute. We want to thank our able engineer, Kalia Chapman, for doing an excellent job as usual. We want to thank the entire WPFW staff for doing what you do so well. I mean, these are committed staff. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for trying to heal DC and doing a good job of it, for sure. Stay tuned to Jazz and Justice Radio. Up next is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. And after that is To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Stay tuned next week, 2 o'clock, next Monday, 2 o'clock, for another life-saving, life-enhancing broadcast of To Your Health.
Salamata. Aital we aital and a vegan, we vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no toe, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Ha, me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. You want hear what me eat? Yo, I eat.
Hi, this is Miyuki Williams.
And I'm Robin Holden. This is Reggae Music and the Reggae Experience present a WPFW fundraising concert featuring Image Band, Curlew Reggae All-Stars Band, Lady Flame, and Carl Malcolm.
On Saturday, October 5th, 7 p.m. until midnight at King Solomon Lodge, 2245 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast.
Tickets available at Eventbrite by searching WPFW.
All proceeds to benefit WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Bethesda Theater presents Spyro Gyro, celebrating their 50th anniversary on Sunday, October 13th, and Norman Brown on Sunday, October 20th. More information at BethesdaTheater.com.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Today, the United States announced that it will be sending, quote, a few thousand troops to the Middle East to increase security and defend Israel if necessary. The additional forces would raise the total number of troops in that region to as many as 43,000. According to Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh, the increased presence will involve multiple fighter jet and attack aircraft troops. This update follows word that Israel has already launched limited raids across the border into Lebanon and has already assassinated Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, which is a significant escalation in the war in the Middle East, this time between Israel and Hezbollah. Hall of Fame basketball player and philanthropist Dikembe Mutombo has died. The legendary athlete lost his battle with brain cancer today, almost 2 years after announcing that he was receiving treatment for it. Mutombo played in the NBA for 18 years, from 1991 to 2009, for teams including the Denver Nuggets and Atlanta Hawks. The 7-foot-2 center was best known as a great defender. He won the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year award 4 times, and when he retired, he was second on the NBA's all-time block shots list. Mutombo's blocks were often punctuated by his signature finger wag into the TV cameras along with a playful smile. Off the court, Mutombo worked to improve education and the quality of life in his hometown of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Commenting on Dikembe Mutombo's legacy, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver called the Hall of Fame athlete, quote, simply larger than life, and said there was nobody more qualified than Dikembe to serve as the NBA's first global ambassador because he was, quote, a humanitarian at his core who poured his heart and soul into helping others, end quote. Dikembe Mutombo is survived by his wife Rose and their children. He was 58 years old. To your local news, in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to reporters today at Port Authority headquarters about the possible strike that's expected to begin right after midnight tonight. Some 47,000 dock workers across the country will walk off the job if the International Longshoremen's Association, ILA, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, USMX, do not reach a deal involving employee pay. This strike will include 4,500 workers in the New York and New Jersey area. The governor said, and I quote, New York is fully prepared. While we're preparing for the worst, there is also some reassuring news. We don't anticipate shortages of essential goods anytime soon. So, for example, people do not need to rush out to the grocery store and stockpile goods like they did during the pandemic, end quote. In Washington, D.C., 16 and 17-year-olds are not legally allowed to drink, smoke, or vote, but they can get married. However, new legislation that was introduced this month may change that. The new Child Marriage Prohibition Amendment Act of 2024 bill, sponsored by 9 council members, would increase the age that a young person can get married to 18 years old, totally banning child marriage in the nation's capital. Currently, older teens can get married in D.C. with written or verbal consent from their parents or guardians. And though uncommon, the district has seen an increase in child marriages over the last few years, and that's according to the D.C. Council. In the year 2020, just 2 children were married. However, 3 years later, that number soared to 15 people under the age of 18. In today's weather, it's currently about 71 degrees in New York and 67 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.